smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earl.
Eurotunnel services from Kent are being disrupted after a migrant was killed by a freight train near the entrance to the Channel Tunnel in Calais. 16 people have now died there trying to reach the county since June. Passenger and freight services from Folkestone are facing waiting times of around 2 hours. Meantime, an Afghan man's been killed after Bulgarian border officials opened fire as a group of migrants tried to enter the country. It happened on the border with Turkey, just as that country's president was agreeing a deal with EU leaders aimed at easing the refugee crisis. Sky's Darren McCaffrey says the killing shows why Europe's keen to make sure Turkey is part of the solution.
Turkey is the main conduit at the moment in which Syrian and Afghan refugees and Iraqis are using to try and get in to Europe. And so, of course, Europe feels that it needs to reach some sort of deal.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been taken to hospital after breathing in smoke following a fire at a flat in Edenbridge. Firefighters were called to the blaze in a fourth floor property on Wayside Drive at around 2:30 this morning. A woman was also treated at the scene. The flat's been almost completely destroyed. A 23-year-old man arrested after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash on the Isle of Sheppey has been released on bail. He's been questioned on suspicion of causing death by careless driving after a collision on Halfway Road yesterday morning.
KMFM News.
Young children and mums-to-be in Kent are being encouraged to get a free flu jab to avoid becoming seriously ill this winter. Stats given to KMFM show only 4 in 10 pregnant women in the county had the jab last year, and health bosses warn if they catch the virus, they're more likely to have a premature or stillborn baby. Dr. Faizer Khan is a public health consultant at the council.
Flu vaccination does have some side effects, but these are really minor compared to the getting flu itself, and these are things like pain in the arms or generalized aches and pains, which just last for maybe 48 hours.
Extra police are going to be out on patrol in parts of West Kent after children were reportedly approached by strangers, including some wearing Halloween masks. Last week, we told you about pupils at Hillview School in Tunbridge being scared by a person wearing a clown mask. Officers have also had reports of a boy being approached by two men in a van in Tunbridge Wells.
KMFM News.
A Kent athlete has thanked fans for their support after deciding to announce he's gay. Tom Bosworth from Sevenoaks is the current British number one race walker and is the first Team GB track and field star to come out. The 25-year-old, who's hoping to compete at next year's Olympics, says it means a lot to him.
It's actually spurred me on. It's actually given me even more motivation to train towards Rio and, like, really just give my all, because now I feel like I'm doing it for just even more people than before. In this country, we love sport, and it doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. That's the most important thing, really. Anybody can do it and anybody can succeed.
And families expect to spend on average of £796 on Christmas this year, according to an online poll. That's £25 less than last year and the lowest amount since 2012.
KMFM Showbiz.
Mark Ronson's been made a patron of the Amy Winehouse Foundation charity. A gala was held in London last night to raise money to support vulnerable young people with drink and drug problems. Amy's dad, Mitch, who lives in Greenhithe, thinks the charity's a great way to remember his daughter.
There's loads of stuff about Amy that nobody knows. She fed homeless people, somebody broke into her flat, and she ended up looking after him like a burglar. And she ended up feeding him and looking after him. Not the smartest thing to do, but no, this kid had a heart.
KMFM Sport.
England's cricketers are closing in on Pakistan's first innings total on day 4 of the first test in Abu Dhabi. Captain Alistair Cook has his double century, but 2 wickets fell in the afternoon session. At tea, the visitors are 468 for 5, trailing Pakistan by 55 runs. And in football, Gillingham travel to bottom of the table Crewe this weekend, looking to continue their good run of form. The Gills are currently 3rd in League One and undefeated in their last 4 games. Boss Justin Ennerborough says he's taking 3 points for granted, though.
I think everyone we played this season, we've had to earn the right to collect anything out of the game, and it'll be the same on Saturday. The Crewe will be buoyed by an excellent way performance at Barnsley.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.